The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. And
can't take a sack either. The ball comes out. Was it a pass or a fumble? Ruling on the field is a fumble and a recovery by Campbell. It was Freeney who hit him.
Dwight Freeney, where's he been all night? He's been resting for just this situation.
Let's see if there's any chance the arm was going forward.
I don't think so, Jim. I could see it all the way. Dwight Freeney, his patented spin move. They all said to me, this Arizona Cardinals team, hey, you can just bet. When he gets in the game, he is going to set it up and use the spin move. Second time he used it, the second time a charm causes the fumble.
The play call is designed to get out of bounds. So, we had all of our wide receivers coming from the left side of the field. So, I tried to do my best to wait for those guys to, at least get on the right side of the hash so that they don't get tackled in bounds since we didn't have any timeouts.
Yeah, that didn't quite work, did it, Vikings? And what the heck is going on at Texas? They can't get a Tulsa guy now? Let's get to all of it. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying, yeah. Partying, yeah. Fun, looking forward to the weekend.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE Factory Approved Warehouse Outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on. For a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the master at singing Adele. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on recent posts by others, actually visitor posts. You can also get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Zhongyi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. No nonsense. Let's have some fun. We're going to get Zhong drunk, get him to sing Adele.
That's the best.
That's the goal. So, anyway, that's our plan. And in case you missed yesterday's show, we have Four Loko, right? That's what we have?
Four Loko, yeah.
And Zhong,
you ready to pound some?
Zhong, please explain to the people how this came about before we get into this.
We had Carbach in the other day, and a listener of ours works for Four Loko, and he heard... We were joking during the show about singing Adele in the future.
And no, that wasn't a joke.
No, we didn't have it planned.
Oh, okay.
So he said to speed up the process, he wanted us to drink these, and he wanted all of us to sing Adele yesterday, but we decided to hold it back until today.
Do it today.
Yeah. He works for Four Loko, and he dropped it off.
Today's the big day.
All of us are not singing Adele. Let's clarify this. You're singing Adele.
Did you finish yours?
I did finish it yesterday.
How was it?
It was good. It didn't really affect me.
Fred did not. He seems immune to the Four Loko.
So
everyone had me so worried that Fred was going to just be a maniac. But no, it didn't work that way.
Well, I mean, half my blood is alcohol, so it's good. It takes quite a bit of, although. I have to say there's certain things it doesn't take that much of, like wine.
Your alcohol has a blood level.
Yes, yes, exactly. But there's like wine. If I have a couple glasses of wine, I'll feel it.
Really?
I don't drink wine a lot, but when I do, it doesn't take much. And in certain beer, a really good beer, if I get it right out of the tap like you had with that growler, that'll affect me. But otherwise, it takes a lot.
Yeah, yesterday... Eric from Carbach came over to my place to watch the football game, just drink some beer, and we ended up drinking a ton of beer. And then we realized that, oh, damn, it's like 1:30 in the morning. We've been the game had been over for hours. We'd still been drinking beer. And that caused me to sleep until about 10:30, 11 o'clock today. So
you didn't have to take the kids to school?
Oh, no, not today. Not today.
I can remember many mornings doing that, really hungover. It's like, yeah. Oh, God, I just want to drop them off and go back to sleep.
No, that wasn't my duty today.
All right, well, you guys have to slam these, right? That's the plan?
Jong, are you ready?
Sure.
All right, let's do this.
I also want to mention how cool some of our other listeners are. One of our other listeners dropped off Peach Bowl tickets, four of them. Club level, he has a season tickets for, his name's Jack. He has season tickets for the Falcons, and he gets these because he has season tickets for the Falcons. He did one of the perks that he has. And he said he's not going to go, so he gave them to us. The only thing we had to promise him was that we were going to donate to charity, and they're $250 retail for one ticket. We have four of them worth $1,000. So I think we're going to start auctioning these off next week.
Yeah. For retail, I bet the club level stuff, it's probably going for way higher than
maybe.
That if you're trying to buy
a
secondary.
The face value for these tickets are $250.
Okay.
So next week we'll do some auctioning off.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for that.
And then whatever money we get, we're going to buy toys with?
Yes, we're going to give these to tots.
Okay.
Or kids, either one.
Toys for the tots.
Yes.
Well, and the great thing about this is if you're thinking about going, and these are really high-quality seats, and it'll be tax deductible.
There you go.
So,
all right, Jong, are you going to open two cans, and then that way we're committed to pounding them both?
Is that what you're doing?
That's what I'm doing.
Okay, I like this. This is commitment.
All right,
this shows you guys are really willing to do it.
I'm smelling it.
It just smells like Red Bull.
It does smell like Red Bull.
It tastes like Red Bull.
All right, are you ready?
Wait.
All right.
Okay. That's two.
Fred, you don't want anything today?
I might have one small one in a little bit.
There's a small case right there next to you.
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware of it.
Okay.
The big one's too much for me to drink. It's too sweet.
So. You ready?
Sure.
All right, bottoms
you're gonna finish this before I am.
Yes, he's actually just slamming the whole thing there. They both are. So here's your play-by-play. They both just nailed those. Up, and now AJ's going to his second.
Wait.
Jog is having to catch his breath. Uh-oh. This puts AJ in the lead significantly.
Yep.
Okay. Wonderful. Jong, you're one behind, pal.
Oh, I know.
All right.
Now
it's loco, bro.
This is going to be...
This is essentially... It tastes almost like the beer I was drinking last night.
It tastes like Four Loko?
Yeah. No, it's a little bit different. A little bit different. Oh, man. Whew, you feel that in the chest.
Yeah?
It's
Hey, Jong, have you done your second one yet?
It's right here.
All right. We're waiting. I mean, the people want to know that
you
actually did this.
Come on, Jong, take it down. We need to hear you
burp.
The songbird of our generation, Jong Lee.
When do you want to start singing? Is it just me or both of us?
I always like to sing backups when you sing, but I always like to let you be the star.
Yeah, you're the front man.
You're who people like. You're what the people pay for, okay?
Yeah.
Well, people don't pay for anything.
I know, but that's what they tune in for. They tune in to hear you sing. They like to hear me sing the backup vocals, I think. And they don't like to hear Fred sing. So, yeah, I'll help you out. But it's going to be the Jong. It's your song. It's just like Jong Lee.
Tell the people
with AJ Hoffman.
Tell the people when they should be expecting me to sing.
What's our schedule look like today, guest wise?
We got Ken Rogers, who did the 30 for 30 on the Bills.
Oh,
that's going to be
really, really good.
You know what?
By the way, I watched the first half of it.
Jong was asking me if I watched it, and I know we got like an early link to watch it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where, you know, you guys know how I am. I hate to watch television or movies on my iPad or my laptop. Like, I like to have my television.
Yeah, I'm the same way, and I kind of got halfway through it. And it's like, man, I want to watch the rest of this on TV.
Yeah, so I've got it set to record on Saturday night, the Four Falls of Buffalo. We'll talk to him at 4:30, so I'm excited to hear about that. What do you think, Jong? Like 5 o'clock? Is that a good time for you to be singing?
Sure, I just finished the second one.
Congratulations. Right.
That one didn't go down as smoothly as the first one.
So here's your choices, your radio listening choices. In Houston today, if you're a sports radio guy, you can listen to Sean Salisbury without Steve Buehnen, because Steve Buehnen always has Fridays off. So I don't know what Salisbury does on Fridays, but that's on 1560. You can hear Charlie Polillo read box scores on 790. Or you can listen to Rich Lord giggle and tell old man jokes on 610. Those are your choices. Or you can hear Jong sing Adele.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear.
At 5 o'clock, I think you guys know where you should be. All right?
Do we know which Adele song yet?
It's Hello. Hello.
It's got to be Hello?
Yeah, of course. I want to hear Jong belt it out.
All right.
Oh, the songbird of our generation. That's what I call Jong. The Asian songbird of our generation.
Well, that'll happen at 5 o'clock, and then R.J. Bell will happen at 5:30.
Jeez, Fred.
I just spilled coffee all over the place, and I'm not even drinking.
Wait, how'd it get over there?
I'll clean it up.
Way to AJ.
You talk while I clean it up.
Oh, it's on my laptop.
Well, it's a good thing that... You're the one person that didn't drink. Okay, so Fred spilled coffee all over the table and made it over to AJ. Aaron is coming in to help clean up the mess.
Aaron always saves the day.
And we'll go to an early break here.
Okay, let's do that so Fred can clean this mess up. Good Lord. Against one isn't all that's hard to teach. Another clever word sets off an unsuspecting herd. And as you step back in the line, a mob jumps to their feet. Now dance!
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Just love how the guy who didn't slam the drinks spilled his coffee all over the table.
What a mess.
Jeez, how did I do that?
John, during the next break, I've got some math here I need you to help me with. Just so...
Drunken math that an Asian person that's not good at math? Yeah.
So today, not racist at all, but I'm going to need you to do some math for me and then sing karaoke. If that's if that's all right with you.
That's pretty much what the show's going to be. he does that every day, right? That's his life.
Yeah.
So, shouldn't be a problem. All right. 713-780-ESPN.
Feeling a little bit of it.
Yeah. You're already feeling it?
Yeah, I'm buzzed.
You're feeling a little loose?
Well, you can handle more alcohol than I can, so.
Well, I literally weigh almost twice as much as you.
No, you don't.
Well, how much do you weigh?
140.
Okay, so I weigh like 240. So it's pretty close to twice.
That's true.
So I weigh 100 pounds more than you. Of course I can handle more than you.
And that 100 pounds is pure alcohol consumption.
Right, so, yeah.
Yeah. But I hate to break this to you, John. Because, you know, I know you don't mind imbibing, but both of us have probably had a lot more to drink in our lifetimes than you, so.
Oh, yeah, no,
yeah,
I agree.
But you're, like, on a different level than me, for sure, too.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being really good at something, and there's so few greats. You know, it's not your fault.
You're a legend.
I mean, that's one of those things. There's only one Michael Jordan.
You've had a lot of practice, though.
Yeah, well, it took a while. You've got to be committed to it, man.
Your experience.
If you're going to be great at something, man, you're going to have some failures. You're going to have some times where things don't go your way. You keep firing, man. And then you spill coffee when you're completely sober. I don't know how these things happen. Maybe that's my problem.
Maybe so.
I wouldn't have spilled it if it were alcohol. That doesn't happen. All right, we should get to some sports here. The hell's going on at UT? Have you talked to anybody over there?
I've talked a little bit. Basically, what it boils down to is it's very strange. And the reason why Cumbie ended up not coming is because Texas wouldn't guarantee him that they were committed to Charlie Strong past next season. And
that's a good reason to stay where you are, because Gary Patterson will be there till he's 90.
Gary Patterson he'll be there until he doesn't want to be there. You know, TCU's one of those schools that, I mean, this is as much success as they've ever had.
Or ever will have, probably.
Yeah, so they, like, that guy's got, he can stay as long as he wants. Texas is not willing to commit to Charlie Strong past next season. So Sonny Cumbie said, well, it's not for me then. So the guy we were talking about yesterday, it all seemed like, you know, this is what he wanted to do. And then I guess basically Gilbert, once the powers that be called him, it boiled down to they tried to lowball him on money and basically like offer less than what the projected offer was or what they discussed, preliminarily discussed.
Okay, because what I just assumed is that there were enough people there that said, wait a minute, what the hell are we doing hiring a guy from Tulsa who's never called a play yet? And then he withdrew his name.
Right.
Now, maybe that's why they lowballed him, but I have no clue what's going on there. I get that if they're not going to commit to Charlie Strong, you're going to be a little nervous. But by the same token, if you're a guy who's not making that anywhere near that kind of money that they're offering, which reportedly is close to $1 million.
Yeah.
Make that for a year. It's not going to hurt your reputation. If you're at a smaller school now, you're going to get a smaller school job next year if everybody gets fired.
Exactly.
Doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I don't know what they're doing. Like I said, I tweeted out today that Texas is a total clown show right now. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're thinking. But why all of a sudden they are, you know, trying to be cheap at that position is very strange to me. But I think to me what it boils down to is they're still not committed to Charlie Strong, and they don't want to invest heavily because if or when Charlie Strong is gone next year, whoever comes in is probably going to want to hire a new offensive coordinator.
Well, that makes a lot more sense as to why they haven't been able to get anybody worth a damn. Because as good a job as that would be in theory, if you're going for a year and you're probably getting blown out, then you're either going to get an old guy who doesn't really care anymore, or you're going to get a guy like this who's from Tulsa, and it's like, you know what? If I get blown out here, big deal. I'll go to Louisiana Tech next.
Can we also discuss why Major Applewhite's name hasn't come up for that job?
I'd love to hear that, because
maybe it's still because he was banging that trainer or whatever.
It happens.
I don't know if that's – I mean, that's a few years ago now. I mean,
she's probably old and –
It seems like we could probably move on. The guy made a mistake. He seems to be over it. But, I mean, he was – well, I don't know. I'm not sure what the issue is. I think that's a guy they should at least be talking to, because as interested as they are in Tom Herman, you know, maybe if Tom Herman is the coach when Charlie Strong leaves, he's already got a coordinator that he's comfortable with. That's helpful, right?
Right.
And not only that, but Major Applewhite's spent a year with the guy and can maybe – pass some things along to you.
And Major called a lot of the plays.
Yep.
And I think did a terrific job. I really do. I thought their offense was as well coached as any that I saw anywhere this year, considering the talent level. And with all the things that went wrong with that offensive line, for them to have as productive an offense as they had, I think that says a lot about how much the guy's grown up as a coordinator and how much he's learned from being around all these different guys, including Tom Herman. And if I'm Major, I'm thinking head coaching job at some point in a couple of years.
Yeah.
And, you know, if Tom Herman does go to UT, I think Major would be in line to maybe move up at UH. I think he's done a good job of rebuilding his reputation, just apparently not with the Longhorns.
Well, I don't know what's going on there. It's not a good situation, though.
Yeah. I think it's probably, if you're having this much trouble finding someone, it's probably not a good sign that you're going to be around next year at the end of the season.
Yeah, I don't have a good feeling about that. I mean, it's going to take an 8-9 win season, I think, for them to even consider keeping him. I think at this point they're looking for a reason to move on.
713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. This would be a good segment to get your phone calls in before Jong's too wasted to actually.
Yeah, Jong's not going to be answering the phone in 30 minutes.
How you feeling, Jong?
Jong, you feel good?
Yeah, my face is a little red.
You feel like you should do one more Four Loko?
Oh, hell no. Okay. I got a good buzz going on.
You know what? I think you should have one more, but you don't have to slam it. Just sort of...
No, I'm good.
You know, peacefully go through it.
No, because if I do one more, I'll be drunk.
Well, that's the goal.
No.
Didn't we all agree that's what we were going to try to do?
No, I'm getting there.
Well, you're not there.
The beginning of this segment up until now, which is, 8 minutes?
Yeah.
I've gone from okay to pretty buzzed.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, so it's hitting me pretty late.
All right, well,
my lips are like buzzing, like they feel asleep.
Well, we'll see how this goes because maybe as we get closer to 5 o'clock, you may need a little more courage before you actually.
No, I think I'm pretty committed to singing this.
Well, I know you're committed, but I think you might need a little more. We'll see how you feel.
I got you, bro.
We'll see how you feel in 20 minutes, bro. All right, let's try a phone call. Oh man, this show is just this is going to go to hell in a hurry. I love it. Patrick, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, sports to you guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, just wanted to chime in a little bit on the Texas offensive coordinator situation. I just heard from sources that Sterling Gilbert wanted to bring in a few assistants with him, and Texas wasn't going to allow him to bring in the guys he wanted to bring in, and that's why he turned down the job.
Well, maybe so. I mean,
what makes you think you have that kind of power as an offensive coordinator?
A guy coming from Tulsa.
Yeah, I'd be a little skeptical of that.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense to me.
Yeah, offensive coordinators don't get to bring in their own staff.
No,
it's pretty rare when that happens. So,
maybe if there were like open positions on Texas's staff, and he was like, "Hey, I'll come take the job if you let this guy fill this blank open position," you know. But
well, you're not. If that's the case, he's kind of silly.
Yeah,
that's aiming a little too high there, pal. Go call some plays at Tulsa first, and then try again next year. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. I don't know what to make of the whole thing. I need to talk some people there and get a little texter. What are the odds Texans fans rush the field on Sunday and break Rich Lord's leg?
Oh, by the way, we're going to have a court rushing update at some point because I guess you guys saw what happened at Iowa State last night.
I would just say if you do rush the field at a Texans game, try to break Rich Lord's leg.
I wouldn't say that.
Hey, Granada has some few words for you this morning about your opinion on rushing the field.
Is he into it?
Yeah, he is.
He would be.
Yeah, Raheel was defending you.
That's because Granada's a clown. He's a clown. That's why.
Well, when we come back, we'll actually do a serious interview. Ken Rogers, NFL Films producer, did the new ESPN 30 for 30, Four Falls of Buffalo, which airs tomorrow. And then after that, we'll have a court rushing update, and we'll see how drunk Jong is the segment after this. And we'll see if I can go a segment without spilling coffee. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. Just not when we're on the air, because you'll miss great stuff like our next guest, which I'm very excited about this. I got a chance to watch the Four Falls of Buffalo today, and it was fantastic. And joining us now is an NFL Films producer and director, Ken Rogers, who the man behind it. Ken, appreciate the time, sir, and thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So what gave you the idea to do a documentary on this? And I got to tell you, it's fantastic. It airs tomorrow night. If you anybody out there who's even remotely interested should watch. But what gave you the original idea?
I have to give credit to Mr. Jim Kelly, Hall of Fame quarterback. I was lucky enough to direct a film called Elway to Marino for 30 for 30. It was about the 83 draft and that class of quarterbacks. And when I interviewed Jim Kelly about that class, he took me aside at the end of the session and said, listen, you should do a film on the Bills of the 90s. People are starting to come around to us. People are starting to come up to me and say, listen, I once saw you guys as the epitome of losers, but now that I look back on it, this far removed, what you guys did was absolutely amazing. And I took that idea and ran with it and brought it to everyone here at NFL Films, who then we pitched ESPN on it, and everybody was on board because it was time, really. I mean, I think if you made this film in 1999, 5 years after their four-year run, it would have just It would have been sad. It would have been tragic. They would have been seen as a joke. But enough time has passed that you can really reassess this team and look back on what they did, both in a tragic light for sure, but also in a positive light of how good they actually were.
As I am the resident Bills fan here, and I haven't seen the film yet. I'm a little bit nervous about it. I wanted to wait until it showed on Saturday. But is this something that's going to be more sad for me? Or is this something that's going to kind of maybe be some closure and make me feel better about what happened?
I think a little bit of both. I won't lie to you and say that watching those games are going to be easy. It certainly wasn't easy for the people involved. We were lucky enough to have Thurman Thomas and Bruce Smith sit down and actually watch the games for the first time in 25 years and talk about their emotions as it was happening. We certainly talked to Scott Norwood, who breaks down in the film, and you can't help but feel empathetic and feel bad for Scott Norwood and really come away with him with a different viewpoint on him. But I will say this: the ending of the film is one of hope, and we had a red carpet premiere in Buffalo, standing room only, 600 and plus seat theater, and when the film ended, everyone jumped to their feet and gave a standing ovation. And I think it leaves you with a lot of pride as a Bills fan to have been part of that run.
Yeah, one of the things I found really interesting about it was how, while you've got some of the tragedy of the losses, and the Norwood thing was just really powerful, by the way, but the underscore of the city and how Jim Kelly embraced the city, and Thurman Thomas thought he was going to be able to go to Knick games at first, and then how important Buffalo became to them, and how this story seemed to me to be as much about the city as it was the team.
That's true, and when you think about that run and what could have been, I maintain that had they won one, two, certainly if they had won three or all four of those Super Bowls, I think people would be taking pilgrimages to Ralph Wilson Stadium the way they go to Lambeau, because this would be the home of maybe the greatest Super Bowl championship run ever. I mean, the ability to go back to four is something the city is very proud of, but I don't think that outside of Buffalo people give it much credit, and I think that's starting to change, as I said. I think this film is really going to give sports fans everywhere a chance to reassess that team and say, wow, they did do some amazing things, and some of them might be painful memories for other towns, like the comeback against the Oilers. Certainly deserving of reassessing as a franchise of their place in history. I think they deserve better than what they've been thought of for the last 25 years.
General consensus when you talk, and I'm sure you've asked most of them this, when you talk to the players from that era or that run, is it kind of widely thought that no team is going to go to four consecutive Super Bowls ever again?
That's certainly their belief, that they did something that is close to impossible to do. And I have to say, I think the town had a role in protecting them, because although they were sort of mocked, and you see in the film how they were treated by the outside world, they really were insulated by their fan base, who gave Scott Norwood a huge ovation and called him to the front of a pep rally the day after he missed that field goal. I mean, I'm here just outside of Philadelphia, where NFL Films is located, and I can tell you I don't think that would happen in Philadelphia. I'm not sure it would happen in many towns where a kicker would come back after missing that kick and be greeted like a hero. And I think that really helped the team get back to four straight.
A lot of interest here in Houston, I think, in this, because for a couple reasons. A lot of people in Houston followed that team because Thurman Thomas, of course, from this area. Uh-huh. Jim Kelly played here for the Gamblers, and I thought it was pretty cool seeing some Gamblers footage in there. but also because the Oilers ran into this team while they were in that streak, and, of course, the comeback and everything else. And so they kind of have – I think Houston fans kind of have their own sort of heartbreak as related to these Bills. What would your message be to that fan base in terms of, okay, you didn't get to do what these guys did? What's it like? What would you tell somebody who's running into what was essentially an AFC dynasty?
It was. And a lot of people say, well, they were just the best team in a bad conference back then. But as we show, they were actually 14-2 against the NFC in the regular season. They just couldn't get it done in that last game. And certainly, I think there's a couple good moments. Certainly, the game, there's some great footage of Jim talking about Houston and his feelings on Houston being so much better than Buffalo. And of course, there's the painful moment of the comeback. But I really think that every sports fan can watch this and look in the mirror and really be introspective about what we are as a fan base, just nationwide. And the reason I say that is that we tend to tell our kids that, you know, winning isn't everything. It's about how hard you try, and it's not if you get knocked down. It's if you get back up. All these values of perseverance and resiliency. No team in the history of the NFL had those attributes more than the Buffalo Bills. They should be celebrated for them. Instead, we turned our back on them. We made them into a punchline, as you see in the film. The country pop culture, for sure, made fun of the Bills. And I think it's a chance to maybe look at ourselves and say, hey, maybe we are a little too obsessed with winning. Because if we weren't, we would celebrate this team. And maybe we should celebrate values that we pretend to really care about instead of the almighty victory column.
Yeah, and I think that's such a great era for you to pick a team to do this on, because you had that Cowboys team from there too. That was all pre-salary cap where they could keep all those guys. I don't think we're going to see anything like this again, where you have that many Hall of Famers on one team and for that long, where you can have a team that makes those kind of runs. And yeah, that's I think we're losing that a little bit with the way sports is now.
Yeah, they didn't change at all. I mean, they changed the GM and the kicker, and really that's about it. Big picture. It really is amazing to look back and see, wow, those guys all stay together. All those Hall of Famers, as you say, and all pros at the time. I mean, Thurman Thomas was MVP. Bruce Smith was Defensive Player of the Year. Jim Kelly, obviously, a Hall of Fame quarterback. Marv Levy, you know, was never tempted to go anywhere but Buffalo. There's eight Hall of Famers on that team, if you count the owner and the GM and the coach, five players. That's pretty darn good. And I do think that that's one of the major reasons why I just can't see this happening again.
That's Ken Rogers. He's NFL Films producer and director of the new ESPN 30 for 30, Four Falls of Buffalo. And I've spent a lot of time up there, Ken. I got to tell you, the opening where you're showing the falls and Jim Kelly and everything, just really good stuff. I think this is fantastic and one of my favorite 30 for 30s I've seen. So,
well, I really appreciate it.
Well, what's your next project?
My next project is probably starting to think about who the next Hard Knocks team will be, because that's also a show of mine. So after such an incredible year with the Texans, we're going to be hard-pressed to come up with a team that delivers the goods like they did.
You just got to find a coach who drops as many F-bombs as O'Brien, and you're good.
I don't know if we'll find that, but, intrigue is in every training camp, so I'm confident we'll find a good team.
Well, Ken, we really appreciate the time, man, and great job on this. You did a fantastic job.
Thanks so much.
All right, that's Ken Rogers, NFL Films producer and director. And if you get a chance, check it out tomorrow night. Make sure you DVR it. If not, I mean, it's got a lot of stuff that people in Houston are really going to enjoy. And I got goosebumps when I saw the Jim Kelly in a gambler's uniform stuff. So and it's very emotional. They do a really the Scott Norwood thing is just incredibly powerful. I can't say enough good stuff about it. So anyway,
I'm pumped for it.
John, how you feeling in there, buddy?
I'm a little dizzy.
Yeah, when he said he was red on the break, he is red. I mean, I literally am concerned for his life right now.
No, I'm okay. I got a very strong buzz going.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
but it's gotten stronger since the last time I popped my mic on. So,
okay.
All my live copy is soaked in coffee, by the way.
Well, you don't
this
need
is
it
a
anyway.
Disaster,
this,
I know.
Yeah, but it just touched the edge of it. Come on,
I
man.
Know.
You know what would make you feel better? Little peach whiskey.
Yes, it would.
Right now, yeah. It might make you feel better.
Yeah, actually, I was trying to tell him he needs to balance this with some real whiskey, like some of the Texas whiskey or the peach whiskey or the Sassafras Gin or the Space City Vodka, which I have a whole bottle of Space City Vodka. I should have just brought that so you could balance it. But that's what you can get from Whitmire's and all fantastic products. And I just cannot say enough about how good all these products are. So you know what? Don't take my word for it. Go visit them. Go tour the distillery. Now's a good time. You're going to have some time off every Saturday, 2 and 4 o'clock. They have tours, and you can sign up on the website. It's very cool. They'll take you around. You get to try all the great products. You can buy bottles there at the distillery. And if you contact them, you can also set up to go buy any of the great stuff. And plus, you get they've got special releases that Travis works up there. You can't get anywhere else. And trust me, these are the kind of things that you want to try. They're fantastic. Whitmire's, of course, made right here in Houston, Houston's first distillery. It's all veteran-owned and operated, and you know about all the great products. So go take the tour. Still time to book a party there if you want. Got a bachelor party coming up? Can you think of a better place to have it than at the distillery? I sure can't. Go to Whitmire's.com, and you can schedule the tour right there at the top. They've got all kinds of other stuff, and they can also tell you where to buy all of their great products. If you can't make it out to the distillery, just punch in your zip code. If you're over in Beaumont or Lake Charles or wherever, just punch in that zip code. It'll tell you the closest place where you can go buy all of their great products. Man, try that Space City Vodka if you're a vodka fan. The Texas whiskey, the peach whiskey, the moonshine, all of it. Just fantastic. That's Whitmire's Distilling. Check them out at Whitmire's.com. Whitmire's Distilling, Houston, Texas.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. ESPN 97.5 brings back the Christmas sports stocking beginning Monday, December 14th. We'll give away one stocking each day that is filled with prizes. We've got Grand Lux Cafe, Top Brass Military and Tactical, and Tin Roof Barbecue, just for starters. Keep them for yourself or use them to complete your shopping list. Listen to The Blitz for your chance to win. Speaking of Christmas and gift giving, take care of the degenerate in your life by getting them a copy of An Introduction to Sports Betting Blitz Style audiobook by A.J. Hoffman and Fred Fowler, available at podcastarena.com. Just go to the Blitz page and follow the links. You can get a gift card, buy it, send it to somebody. That'll give them a code and make their holidays a happy holiday. I can't think of a better gift for a degenerate.
I can't think of anything either.
And if you know somebody who's a Royals fan, we got that book too. So, and really inexpensive and just great, great quality on both of them. And the first two of our, what's going to be a large library. John, please tell the people what you were telling me there, and I told you to shut up, save it for the air.
I don't remember.
No, you don't remember. Yeah, I was asking you how you felt. And because you're very red. I mean, I have never seen you this red. But you were also saying you felt like you needed to run.
Oh no, it's the energy drink in the in that Four Loko.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's getting up there.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, with 4 being buzzed, 6 being okay, I'm messed up, and 8 being I'm gonna throw up all over the place.
7.
Okay.
Really?
Wow.
All right, man.
So Hoffman,
I feel like
you seem normal over there.
I mean, I've got a tingle.
Okay.
Like, you know, it's like I've had, it's probably like I've had a couple shots, maybe.
Okay.
And you first start
so
to
you
feel
just kind of warm.
Yeah, you feel that warmth. That's kind of where I'm at. Okay. So I don't know what level that is. 1 to 10, I'd say like a 3.
Yeah, that's probably a 4.
Okay.
Probably a 4.
I mean, I feel...
Because you feel that something's going on.
I haven't lost any motor skills or anything like that.
No, you still seem sharp.
You're not
slurring. Okay, well, that's natural.
Yeah, but besides that, no, I feel pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'm super excited for... And maybe if I hadn't drank any, I wouldn't be as excited as I am, but I'm super excited to hear John sing Adele.
I am too. I think the entire city of Houston and Beaumont, Port Arthur... Everywhere. They can't wait for this. We wanted to get into the rushing the field thing real quick.
You have that audio, John, from Granato? I'm curious how what his problem with what I say is. I don't know how a rational man can think there's anything wrong with me saying that rushing the field is dumb.
I was pulling it, and then I forgot.
Oh, Lord.
I think he may be at 8.
Where's Aaron at?
No. But he said he doesn't have a problem. Prefaced it by saying that A.J. Hoffman from The Blitz, he was promoting our show.
That's good.
He said that A.J. Hoffman doesn't like people rushing the field, And he said, I don't have a problem with it. And Raheel said that he doesn't necessarily have a problem with it. But when you are a top five ranked team in college basketball, you should not be rushing the court when you beat an unranked team.
Dude, Iowa State is a pretty good basketball program. I mean, they're not North Carolina or Kansas, but they're a respected basketball program at this point. They've developed into a program that is regularly pretty good. I mean, Iowa is not. What are you doing? You're the number four team in the country. You beat Iowa, who is unranked.
I mean, it was a fantastic comeback. Congratulations.
Okay. But should you have been down like that?
No.
I mean, this is what I say. You rush the court if you're Iowa State and you – actually, at this point, Iowa State shouldn't be rushing the court at all. You're big boy basketball. I mean, if you're UH basketball, and you beat Kentucky on your floor, okay, rush the court.
I would say no. You know why I say no to all this? Because the dude got his leg broke.
Yeah. And I've been saying it's going to happen. Well, somebody's going to get hurt.
And I know it's just a broken down old journalist who nobody cares about. But having been in that business, I know how little money those guys make. Dude breaking his leg is going to be expensive.
Yeah.
And the reason I think it's a bad idea is because of safety issues. I've said it all along. One of these days, it's going to be a coach who gets his leg broken, or it's going to be one of your star players gets his leg broken because of some foolishness like this. And then all of you tell me, oh, I'm just an old man, you don't get it. Then I'm going to tell you, all right, you just lost your best player because you guys ran on the court. Congratulations. So if UH were to beat Kentucky and you run out there and two UH players get hurt, don't get to play the rest of the season, whose fault is it?
Right.
It's not theirs. It's not mine. Could be Jong's because he'd probably be doing it. But I think I just want to see safety taken care of in this thing.
Yeah.
And you know what? This show is definitely going to go to hell because for some reason my computer restarted right in the middle of this segment. And now it says it's unable to start. Startup repair is checking your system for problems.
Oh, boy.
This can't be good.
You got to stop watching the anime porn.
No. You've made enough money now with these books that you can you got to get rid of that.
No, I do. I'm putting it off.
And it needs to be like Office Space. Like you need to take that thing out into a field and beat it with a hammer.
And I'm spending money on stupid stuff like running shoes. I should be able to just buy a new computer, right?
You really should.
Although that computer has lasted a lot longer than I would have imagined.
Oh, yeah.
It's falling apart. It's falling apart too, but it still works. And I don't want to say anything, but I think it was me watching that video earlier today. It started getting really slow after that.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say that the 30 for 30 video downloaded something on my computer that it shouldn't have, but I'm going to blame it on Ken Rogers. Because, anyway, people want to weigh in on the rushing the field thing. That's cool. 713-780-ESPN. Do the other people who work here know they probably shouldn't be trying to talk to Jong right now? Because I saw Charlotte walk by there. Michelle was in there earlier. Do they know they should probably leave you alone?
Jong's not listening.
He's not listening. He's just turning redder and redder. Oh, this is going to be awesome. All right, can we squeeze in a phone call? Can we get AKA on? Jong, can we do that?
Yeah. No, sorry. My headphones got unplugged.
Okay. AKA. What's up, man?
What's going on, fellas?
Sports.
Hey, man, I just wanted to say I like the rushing the court thing. I think if they were to wait as soon as the game is over, put 10 seconds on the clock, let the kids count down from 10, that gives the coaches and everybody plenty of time to get off, and the kids would get super amped. They could rush the court. Everybody that wanted to be off could be off.
Yeah, but that's the thing is that if it's not spontaneous, it's even dumber. I mean, I already think it's dumb as it is, but I mean,
at least that's a compromise, man. Get people out of the way so they don't get hurt.
Yeah, but
spontaneous. You know it's not spontaneous.
Like these reporters and stuff, they've got a job to do.
Yeah, well,
the guy that got his leg broken yesterday has a job to do. He's out there trying to get interviews and things like that. He doesn't need this.
No, but I mean, it's just a journalist, man. You know how people feel about journalists. They hate journalists. When I was doing it, I think journalists were one or two on the most hated profession list. with lawyers. I couldn't believe we were more hated than dentists. But no, yeah, this is just a guy who's trying to do his job, gets his leg hung up on a bunch of kids running out there and breaks his leg. And that's all I've been saying is at some point, somebody's going to do something foolish, like take a swing at a coach or a player, or somebody's going to get hurt just from the crush. And that's what happened. So I'm coming around that there are times for people to do it, and it's exciting for kids and all that. Great. But,
it's stupid.
But let's,
it's stupid.
But let's find – you've got to be – it's got to be done where it's safe. And if it's not safe, your asses should not be on the court or the field. And I will stand by that.
I mean, we've seen a guy get, like, paralyzed from this. There's enough reasons why this shouldn't happen.
Well, but you know what? There's people listening. The next chance they get, they're going to rush the court.
Of course they are. Because they're stupid.
What,
cold, Aaron?
I
got
to record a spot.
So you have to come turn off
during, during our segment to turn off the air conditioner.
Just, don't pay attention to us doing a show or anything.
Yeah, this show's gone to hell.
This is a total mess.
It is. I think we should just tell the people about whatever you have to tell them about. Go to break and see if we can't get some Adele next segment.
Oh, yeah. Adele coming up next, guys. Make sure.
Ooh, a little tease.
Oh, I can't wait.
You're
for
a
this.
Teaser, John.
I can't wait for
so,
this.
So am I singing the Rejoin song back, or do you want me to save it for in segment?
No, in segment.
In segment, okay, man. Right. Yeah, because we got to tell people what's going on, because some people are just getting in their car at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
They don't know. So we gotta tell people what's going on, just like you have to tell the people about
Pajamagram. Guys, Christmas is right around the corner, and this year, go with a win-win. Give her something that's going to make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. And no, I'm not talking about Four Loko, although that might do the same thing. It's the super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram, because let's face it, it's hard for her to get hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas, and it's going to get her warmed up in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at pajamagram.com. They've got drawstring hoods. They've got the full zip front. And if you're saying, well, what's that do for me? Because you're selfish, that's okay. I'm with you. I feel the same way. What does that do for you? That's why you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. It includes a Hoodie Footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. You buy both today at pajamagram.com and you save $60. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIFT-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you. That's pajamagram.com. Jong's going to play commercials now. There we go.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.